Hey there, what's up everyone? Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to unlocking that inner alpha you know you've got. Today we're diving into something super important, something that affects all of us, men and women alike. Mental health. Now, I know what some of you are thinking, mental health? That's a touchy subject, Jake. But hear me out, we spend so much time focusing on physical strength, building muscle, conquering challenges, which is awesome, by the way. But what about the engine room of it all? Your mind, it's where your drive comes from, where your clarity and focus reside, and trust me, a healthy mind is just as crucial as a ripped physique. So, let's break down why prioritizing your mental health isn't some fluffy self-care trend, it's an absolute game-changer for the modern man. First off, you gotta understand that stress is unavoidable. Life throws curveballs, deadlines loom, and sometimes you feel like you're running a marathon uphill. But how you handle that stress? That's what separates those who crumble from those who conquer. Ignoring your mental health just lets stress build up, like a pressure cooker waiting to explode. It affects everything, your relationships, your work performance, even your sleep. Not cool, right? Second, think about it this way. You wouldn't neglect a sick car engine, would you? You'd get it checked, make sure it's running smoothly, right? Your mind is no different. Taking time to process emotions, practice mindfulness, or even just chill out with a good book isn't weakness, it's maintenance. It keeps your mental engine firing on all cylinders. Third, and this is huge, strong men aren't afraid to be vulnerable. They understand that asking for help when needed isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. Bottling things up just makes them fester, leading to bigger problems down the line. Talking to a therapist, confiding in a trusted friend, or even just journaling your thoughts can make a world of difference. Fourth, remember that your mental health is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, good days and bad days. But by consistently making an effort, whether it's taking walks in nature, meditating, practicing gratitude, you build resilience, learn coping mechanisms, and equip yourself to handle life's challenges head on. Finally, let's talk about self-care. This isn't just bubble baths and face masks, guys. It's about making conscious choices that prioritize your well-being, getting enough sleep, eating nourishing food, engaging in activities you enjoy. These are all crucial pillars of a healthy mind. Think of it like this. You wouldn't fuel a Ferrari with cheap gas, right? Treat your mind with the respect and care it deserves. Ever felt overwhelmed by life's demands? Like you were drowning in a sea of to-dos and responsibilities? You know that feeling when you just want to pull the covers over your head and disappear? I get it, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate those waves with more grace, more resilience, more power? I remember a time when work was piling up, deadlines were looming, and I was burning the candle at both ends. I felt like a hamster on a wheel, constantly running but going nowhere. I ignored the warning signs, the fatigue, the irritability, the inability to focus, until one day, I hit a wall. It wasn't pretty. I had a breakdown, not a physical one, but a mental one. I realized then that I was neglecting my own well-being, sacrificing my mental health on the altar of busyness. It took some soul-searching, some tough conversations with myself, and a commitment to change, but slowly, I started to prioritize my mental health. I started incorporating mindfulness practices into my day. Even just 5 minutes of quiet reflection can make a difference. I learned to say no to commitments that were draining me, and I made time for activities that brought me joy, playing guitar, hiking in the mountains, spending time with loved ones. It wasn't easy at first, but over time, I noticed a shift. My energy levels increased, my focus sharpened, and I felt more capable of handling whatever life threw my way. The key takeaway here is this. Your mental health isn't something to be ignored, it's an investment. Invest in yourself, prioritize your well-being, and you'll reap the rewards. A stronger mind, a more fulfilling life, and the power to conquer any challenge that comes your way. So, guys, what are you waiting for? Make a commitment to your mental health today. Take those first steps. Reach out to a friend, journal your thoughts, practice some mindfulness, or simply carve out some time for self-care. Remember, you're worth it. Until next time, keep crushing it, keep striving for greatness, and most importantly, keep taking care of that incredible mind of yours. Catch you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.